This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is, of course, a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow the show at Ethos Pelicans, and you can follow me at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. You can find the show everywhere that you can get your podcasts, including the podcast app on your Apple device, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and Amazon Music, amongst others, Dash Radio Online as well. You can check that out. As the show continues to grow, we would love your support by giving a 5-star review on the relevant platforms and leave a comment to those who have already done so. Thank you. I love reading everything that people have had to say and glad that people are enjoying what we're putting out, so thanks for that. Now, the off-season is upon us, and with that, there will be slightly less to talk about in Pelicans lands. I took a weekend off to have a bit of R&R, rest and recovery, after the string of 20-ish straight shows, including a couple of two-per-day installments. I tell you what, it wore me out. But now we're back on deck and ready to break down the off-season, get rolling into the upcoming draft, free agency, summer league, all that fun stuff. However, until we get to that, we are going to start by analysing the key question marks heading into this 2022-2023 season. So, without further ado, let's get into today's show. As we all know, the offseason has been officially begun after a tough first-round exit against the top-ranked Phoenix Suns. Pelicans fought valiantly, going down in 6 games. We witnessed a favorable national spotlight for the first time in some years, which proved that the team is on the right track. Now, one of those narratives that have been circulating for some time is the impending contract extension deadline for Zion Williamson. So Zion has officially finished his third year of the rookie contract. He's eligible for an extension before the October deadline, which was typically around that time. It was the 16th last year of October. So, I mean, that's what we're aiming for. Hopefully it's all sorted by then. The national narrative has been that Zion wanted out. We have heard this. We know that prior to our playoff appearance that the analysis and analysts around the league wanted Zion in a big market. You know, we've heard this New York carry-on because he said he liked playing there. Well, I've been there. It's pretty cool. I'd like to play there too. I feel, however, that that has now changed. They saw the culture in the team, sans Zion, and all of a sudden began cheering for the Pelicans and listing Zion as the missing piece in a future championship contender. I mean, we're all saying it. Jose Alvarado today on NBA TNT said the same thing, that Zion is that piece for us to fight for a championship. Now, those around the team have felt this way for some time, of course. We've been talking about it, particularly after the mid-season turnaround and acquisition of CJ McCollum, Larry Nance, who look like perfect fits in what the Pelicans are trying to build into the future. So, what does Zion think of this? Which is probably the big question mark. Well, when asked at the end of year media availability, Zion's first media appearance since media day, which was back in October last year, about signing a contract extension. If he was offered an extension, would he sign it? His response was, of course, I wouldn't be able to sign it fast enough. Now, as a Pelicans fan and a big fan of Zion, this is music to my ears. It would have been easy for him to dance around the question and defer to management, but instead he doubled down on his commitment to the team and announced that he'd be keen to sign on with the Pelicans. Now, we wait for the contract to be provided, and no doubt Zion and the Pelicans will be keen to work on the details of that contract. So, the question is, what would a Zion Williamson contract extension look like? Well, Zion, being the number one pick, is eligible to sign a maximum extension of $184 million over 5 years. And that'll be depending on the salary cap, etc. That's what it's all based off. The first year of that deal will commence in the 2023-2024 season. So we've got one more year on his rookie contract, and then it kicks in, just like when Brandon Ingram did his a couple of years ago. There are, of course, concerns about his health, about his buy-in to the team, and potentially wanting out. Well, to be honest, it seems like he's allayed two of those fears. His actions have said that. Firstly, it was documented that Zion returned from his rehab in Portland early to rejoin the team, potentially make a return heading into the playoffs. Now, that's big. The guy was off for ages, months in Portland. All of a sudden, he starts seeing a bit of the hype around the team and decides, no, I want to be a part of that. And we saw that, him sitting on the bench, really getting involved and... you know, he really took a step in buying in and cheering for the team, and we love to see that with him there, and, you know, it's only going to bode well for the chemistry of the team going forward. Secondly, he openly said that he wants to be here and resign with the team. We just said that. The major concern is, of course, his durability. He's played a total of 85 games over the past 3 seasons, and question about his ability to stay healthy have understandably been raised. However, there is a precedent surrounding offering a max rookie extension to top young guys who have had early injury woes in their career. The name often mentioned is Joel Embiid, who signed a max deal after playing a paltry 31 games for the first few years of his career. Michael Porter Jr. also signed a max deal after missing the first year of his career with a back issue. Both players have panned out. Although MPJ was sidelined this year with further injuries later in the year. However, this is the risk that the Pelicans will take. We've seen the upside of this guy. He's an all-NBA talent, an historically great scorer and athlete with international brand appeal. He's huge for the Pelicans and the league. You know, he's the future. That's why we got so many national games last year. He instantly makes this team one of the toughest in the Western Conference and perhaps the league. We saw what he could do with limited spacing in a clunky offense surrounded by non-shooters. We saw it in a COVID year where you didn't get to have any fun. You just lived in your room, in your hotel room on road trips. You dealt with 3-hour trainings with Stan Van Gundy, who wanted to run it like a drill sergeant. Imagine what he could do with guys like CJ McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas, who can shoot it a bit. You know, he was the leading three-point shooter in the league for half the season until he cooled off a little bit, but he can stretch the floor a bit. TM3, Trey Murphy, of course, was drafted to play alongside him. He's basically a handcuff for when Zion's on the court, giving his three-point percentage and ability to stretch the floor. And a revitalized three-point shooting Brandon Ingram. We saw that towards the end of the season. CJ McCollum has really inspired him and reinvigorated him to... you know, turn that around and become a confident three-point shooter again. And we saw that take another step in the playoffs. Honestly, I consider that the team would be unstoppable on offense. I don't see how you do that. We know the gravity that Zion brings to opposing defenses. The other four guys on the court with him would feast from outside in a fast-paced, shoot-em-up, 0.5 offense under a battle-tested second-year coach in Willie Green. As a Pels fan, I'm chomping at the bit to watch this unfold. Now, what protections could Zion's contract look like from a risk mitigation standpoint? Well, Embiid's contract has been widely publicised that it contained various stipulations surrounding specific injuries, games played, performance, other metrics that protected the Sixers from overcommitting should he get injured. But by taking that leap of faith, they've received an MVP caliber player to build around and perhaps take them to the promised land of an NBA championship. The Pelicans surely hope that this will be the case for Zion Williamson, and that he can avoid further injury woes. And, you know, with the right mentality and people around him and the Pelicans staff and Aaron Nelson in the sports rehab side of things and medical staff at the Pelicans, no doubt they will keep him under a keen, watchful eye to make sure that he is ready to go for next year. And no doubt he doesn't want to miss any more basketball. So, Would the Pelicans offer a contract with stipulations? Well, it is unclear until we see what the contract looks like and when it's announced. But David Griffin, in his media availability at the end of the season, said that contract discussions will be difficult. So perhaps Griff anticipates that it may not be as simple as offering Z a contract and him simply signing on the dotted line. No doubt there'll be ongoing conversations around the organization to ensure that Zion is retained and that both parties can live with the very contract that he eventually commits to. So, with that being said, I, for one, am very excited about him re-signing with this team and taking another leap next year. Now, I think this is a good time for a break. After the break, we will review the playoffs so far and discuss the award winners for the season that was, well, that we know so far. I think they've all been announced now, so we'll have a chat about those, and we'll be back after this message.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Folks, there is no such thing as a fantasy off-season, only the pre-draft season. And here at Sports Ethos, the pre-draft season has already begun. Our expert analysts are churning out important lessons learned and draft analysis on incoming rookies, so you can get a jump on your prep. And we'll have incredible free agency and summer league coverage as well. But only if you're part of our premium member team, head to sportsethos.com now and check on the premium tab to grab a fantasy pass today. Seriously, cook yourself one extra lunch per month because it's only $5.99. We'll see you there. So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Prior to the break, we discussed the curious case of Zion Williamson, and now we're going to chat the playoffs so far. These playoffs have been fun. Let's be real. There haven't been too many lopsided matchups or duds. However, there have been some exciting moments and maybe some not-so-glamorous moments as the Grizzlies and Warriors are finding out as they take on each other in that second round. So, let's take a look at the Western Conference to start off with. In the first round, the Suns took on the Pelicans, and as we know, the Suns advanced in 6 games behind the historically perfect performance of Chris Paul in Game 6 to close out the Pelicans in the Smoothie King Center. Disappointing, as we know, but alas, big things ahead. I think we're all optimistic for what's to come. The Jazz and the Mavericks also had a battle, and with the Mavs taking control of the series and winning in 6 behind some Luka-less magic, Jalen Brunson and team wins. Luka returned and closed the series out well and truly. But what does this mean for the Jazz? Well, it shows that perhaps what they have isn't the answer, as they've been perennial underachievers in the playoff for a number of years. Is it time to blow up the Gobert and Mitchell pairing and try to retool? Who knows? It would be difficult to see them obtaining value from moving either of them without having to have a down year or rebuild completely. So watch this space, so to speak. Golden State has returned to form and hit the MVP Jokic and Denver with a gentleman's sweep, winning in 5 games. Jordan Poole stepped up as the bona fide third scorer and splash brother and carried the team in Steph's absence. And even since he's returned, he's continued to be on a tear and was a contender for the most improved player this year. Finally, the Grizz and T-Wolves battled it out in 6 games with the Timberwolves choking big leads time and again and letting the Grizzlies advance. The series was underwhelming, however, some individual brilliance from Triple J and Ja at times helped them secure that series victory. A lot of carry-on from Karl Anthony Towns and Patrick Beverley and, you know, celebrating the crowd and all that sort of carry-on waving and carrying on after losing. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see what happens with them. A lot to take from that series going into the future in the West. So, heading into the Western Conference semifinals, where Golden State are up 3-1 on the Grizzlies. Ja Morant is out injured with a strained knee, and Gary Payton is out for the Warriors with a broken arm. That came after a flagrant 2 from Dylan Brooks, resulting in him actually being suspended for a game. The Warriors took back control of the series and now look to close it out in Game 5. Over at the Suns and Dallas matchup, they are tied 2-2. And both teams secured their home courts. Luka was unstoppable at the offensive end, but was exploited on defense, whereas the Suns have been up and down shooting, much like we saw in the first round. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of this series and how quickly the winner can take control, with the Warriors looking to have a rest after Game 5. Well, you never know. I mean, the Grizzlies could rebound. They're going to need to. Over in the East, the Miami Heat pants the Hawks in 5 as they look completely outclassed by the machine that is the Miami Heat. The Hawks looked complacent, but missed John Collins for the series, and Capella went down with a crooked knee midway through. It was a difficult ask, made more difficult with the injuries. Who knows what will happen with the Hawks from here after featuring the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I think they thought they were just going to roll straight back in, and instead got slapped around. The Sixers went up 3-0 against the Raptors, who managed to steal 2 games back before falling in 6. Harden woke up and started playing like James Harden. But Embiid got a knock to the face late in Game 6, breaking a bone and getting knocked out, actually rendering him out for a couple of games into the next series. But spoiler alert, we're going to talk about that in a second. The Bucks took care of business against the Bulls, who were perennial pretenders against good sides all season. Injury struck the Bucks, losing Chris Middleton with a strained MCL, but Giannis and co. were too good and sent the Bulls packing in 5 games. Now, the only sweep of the playoffs was the defensive juggernaut Celtics getting the brooms out against the all-star-laden Nets. Durant was well-held, perhaps labored a bit, being hounded each and every possession and being forced to adjust to that attention. The adjustments in the game were bad, causing eyebrows to be raised about Steve Nash's credentials as head coach. Jason Tatum was awesome and showed why he's considered a top player in this league. He was unstoppable. Currently in the semifinals, we have a hotly contested battle in both matchups. Miami and Philly are tied 2-2 after Embiid returned and Harden discovered that he's still really good at scoring the ball, should he wish to apply himself. The Bucks and Celtics are in an arm wrestle with Giannis going ballistic, but the defensive mentality of the Celtics proved just as potent. Now, Horford's resurgence as a contributor on both ends has brought a tear to all of us NBA stalwarts who watched him dominate for the Hawks for all those years before bouncing around a bit and resting at OKC for a year, before recharging in Boston. Overall, I'm excited to see how this play out. I don't have any predictions as to how this is going to play out because it has been a real arm wrestle and I'm loving it. If they all go to 7, well, no dramas from me. I'm loving NBA playoff basketball. And next year, I know the Pelicans are going to feature. In terms of the awards, so far that we know that Monty Williams was Coach of the Year crowned the other day, officially crowned, I think, yesterday. Ja Morant was the most improved player, and Marcus Smart for the Boston Celtics was named Defensive Player of the Year. And just today, Woj dropped that Nikola Jokic was the MVP for the second year in a row. He is a dual MVP now, as I said, 2 in a row, drafted in the second round, and you know, led that Denver team with him, and that was about it. The injury-riddled, ragtag bunch that jumped in, and he carried them all season, and all credit to him for getting there. And I mean, there's always that argument about Embiid or him, but he was pretty handy. He was near on triple-double, averaging 27 points a game. Anyway, honestly, I think they're all spot on, but no doubt there are people who believe the other guys deserved it more. But I guess that's the way it goes when it's voted for by a select few in the big media. So, honestly, overall, I think we're ticking along nicely. And I think that's probably about time to leave the show at that. If you saw on Twitter, I'm proposing to get about 3 shows out a week. We'll deep dive into the team and other fun topics. If you have anything that you'd like me to cover or discuss on the show, feel free to hit me up. I love having a yarn on Twitter. And I'm also happy to have people on. If anyone wants to come on and chat, well, come and do that too, because we love guests on here. We've got one lined up for later on in the week, so watch this space. Now, with that being said, I'm going to leave it at that. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Stay safe, and Bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.